Chapter 9, Letters to Branch Churches. First Church of Christ Scientist, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. My beloved students and brethren, I rejoice with thee. Blessed art thou. In place of darkness, light hath sprung up. The reward of thy hands is given thee today. May God say this of the church in Philadelphia, I have naught against thee. First Church of Christ Scientist, Washington, D.C. Beloved brethren, the board of directors and trustees of this church will please accept my grateful acknowledgement of the receipt of their Christian canon pertaining to the hour. The joint resolutions contained therein show explicitly the attitude of this church in our capital towards me and towards the cause of Christian Science, so dear to our hearts and to all loyal lovers of God and man. This year, standing on the verge of the 20th century, has sounded the tocsin of a higher hope, of strengthened hands, of unveiled hearts, of fourfold unity between the churches of our denomination in this and in other lands. Religious liberty and individual rights under the Constitution of our nation are rapidly advancing, avowing and consolidating the genius of Christian Science. Heaven be praised for the signs of the times. Let the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing. Our trust is in the Almighty God, who ruleth in heaven and upon earth, and none can stay his hand or say, What doest thou? First Church of Christ Scientist, London, England. My beloved brethren, the chain of Christian unity, unbroken, stretches across the sea and rises upward to the realms of incorporeal life, even to the glorious beatitudes of divine love. Striving to be good, to do good, and to love our neighbor as ourself, man's soul is safe. Man emerges from mortality and receives his rights inalienable, the love of God and man. What holds us to the Christian life is the sevenfold shield of honesty, purity, and unselfed love. I need not say this to you, for you know the way in Christian Science. Pale, sinful sense, at work to lift itself on crumbling thrones of justice by pulling down its benefactors, will tumble from this scheme into the bottomless abyss of self-damnation, there to relinquish its league with evil. Wide yawns the gap between this course and Christian Science. God spare this plunge, lessen its depths, save sinners and fit their being to recover its connection with its divine principle, love. For this, I shall continue to pray. God is blessing you, my beloved students and brethren. Press on towards the high calling whereunto divine love has called us and is fast fulfilling the promises. Satan is unchained only for a season, as the Revelator foresaw, and love and goodwill to man, sweeter than a scepter, are enthroned now and forever. First Church of Christ Scientist, New York, New York. My beloved brethren, your soulful words and song repeat my legacies in blossom. Such elements of friendship, faith, and hope repossess us of heaven. I thank you out of a full heart. Even the crown of thorns, which mocked the bleeding brow of our blessed Lord, was overcrowned with a diadem of duties done. So let us meekly meet, mercifully forgive, wisely ponder, and lovingly scan the convulsions of mortal mind, that its sudden sallies may help us, not to a start, but to a tenure of unprecarious joy. Rich hope have I in him who says in his heart, I will listen for thy voice, lest my footsteps stray. I will follow and rejoice all the rugged way. Second Church of Christ Scientist, New York, New York. Beloved brethren, please accept a line from me in lieu of my presence on the auspicious occasion of the opening of your new church edifice. Hope springs exultant on this blessed morn. May its white wings overshadow this white temple and soar above it, pointing the path from earth to heaven. From human ambition, fear, or distrust, to the faith, meekness, and might of him who hallowed this Easter morn. Now may his salvation draw near, for the night is far spent, and the day is at hand. In the words of St. Paul, render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, honor to whom honor. Owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. May the benediction of well done, good and faithful, rest worthily on the builders of this beautiful temple, and the glory of the resurrection morn burst upon the spiritual sense of this people with renewed vision, infinite meanings, endless hopes, and glad victories in the onward and upward chain of being. First Church of Christ Scientist, Oakland, California. Beloved brethren, I thank you for the words of cheer and love in your letter. The taper unseen in sunlight cheers the darkness. My work is reflected light, a drop from his ocean of love, from the underived glory, the divine esse. From the dear tone of your letter, you must be bringing your sheaves into the storehouse. Press on. The way is narrow at first, but it expands as we walk in it. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. God bless this vine of his planting. First Church of Christ Scientist, Washington, D.C. Beloved brethren, I have nothing new to communicate. All is in your textbooks. Pray aright and demonstrate your prayer. Sing in faith. know that religion should be distinct in our consciousness and life, but not clamorous for worldly distinction. Church laws which are obeyed without mutiny are God's laws. Goodness and philanthropy begin with work and never stop working. All that is worth reckoning is what we do, and the best of everything is not too good, but is economy and riches. Be great not as a grand obelisk, nor by setting up to be great, only as good. A spiritual hero is a mark for gamesters, but he is unutterably valiant, the summary of suffering here and of heaven hereafter. Our thoughts beget our actions. They make us what we are. Dishonesty is a mental malady which kills its possessor. It is a sure precursor that its possessor is mortal. A deep sincerity is sure of success, for God takes care of it. God bless this dear church, and I am sure that He will, if it is ready for the blessing. 1st Church of Christ Scientist, London, England. Beloved students, you have laid the cornerstone of your church edifice impressively, and buried immortal truths in the bosom of earth, safe from all chance of being challenged. You, whose labors are doing so much to benefit mankind, will not be impatient if you have not accomplished all you desire, nor will you be long in doing more. My faith in God and in His followers rests in the fact that He is infinite good, and that He gives His followers opportunity to use their hidden virtues, to put into practice the power which lies concealed in the calm and which storms awaken to vigor and to victory. It is only by looking heavenward that mutual friendships such as ours can begin and never end. Over sea and over land, Christian Science unites its true followers in one principle, divine love, that sacred ave and essence of soul which makes them one in Christ. 1st Church of Christ Scientist, Columbus, Ohio. In reply to a letter announcing the purpose of the Christian Scientists to practice without fees in compliance with the state laws. Beloved brethren, I congratulate you tenderly on the decision you have made as to the present practice of Christian Science in your state, and thoroughly recommend it under the circumstances. I practiced gratuitously when starting this great cause, which was then the scoff of the age. The too long treatment of a disease, the charging of the sick whom you have not healed a full fee for treatment, the suing for payment, hypnotism, and the resenting of injuries are not the fruits of Christian Science. While returning good for evil, loving one's enemies, and overcoming evil with good, these are its fruits and its therapeutics, based as aforetime on this divine principle, heals all disease. We read in the Scriptures, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. Be ye, therefore, wise as serpents, and harmless as doves. Wisdom is won through faith, prayer, experience, and God is the giver. God moves in a mysterious way his wonders to perform. He plants his footsteps in the sea and rides upon the storm. Third Church of Christ Scientist, London, England. Beloved brethren, love and unity are hieroglyphs of goodness, and their philosophical impetus, spiritual Asclepius and Hygieia, saith, as the thought is, so is the deed. As the thing made is good or bad, so is its maker. This idealism connects itself with spiritual understanding, and so makes God more supreme in consciousness, man more his likeness, friends more faithful, and enemies harmless. Scholastic theology, at its best, touches but the hem of Christian Science, shorn of all personality, wholly apart from human hypotheses, matter, creed, and dogma, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of power. Christian Science is the full idea of its divine principle, God. It is forever based on love, and it is demonstrated by perfect rules. It is unerring. Hence, health, holiness, immortality are its natural effects. The practitioner may fail, but the science never. Philosophical links, which would unite dead matter with animate, spirit with matter and material means, prayer with power and pride of position, hinder the divine influx and lose science, lose the principle of divine metaphysics and the tender grace of spiritual understanding, that love-linked holiness which heals and saves. Schisms, imagination, and human beliefs are not parts of Christian Science. They darken the discernment of science. They divide truth's garment and cast lots for it. Seeing a man in the moon, or seeing a person in the picture of Jesus, or believing that you see an individual who has passed through the shadow called death, is not seeing the spiritual idea of God, but it is seeing a human belief, which is far from the fact that portrays life, truth, love. May these words of the Scriptures comfort you. The Lord shall be unto thee an everlasting light, and thy God thy glory. The city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. Ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. End quote. First Church of Christ Scientist, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Beloved brethren, your communication is gratefully received. Press on. The wrath of men shall praise God, and the remainder thereof he will restrain. A telegram and Mrs. Eddy's reply. Beloved leader, the representatives of churches and societies of Christian Science in Missouri, in annual conference assembled, unite in loving greetings to you, and pledge themselves to strive more earnestly, day by day, for the clearer understanding and more perfect manifestation of the truth which you have unfolded to the world, and by which sin and sickness are destroyed, and life and immortality brought to light. Yours in loving obedience, Churches and Societies of Christian Science in Missouri. St. Joseph, Missouri, January 5, 1909. Mrs. Eddy's reply. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. The satisfaction of meeting and mastering evil and defending good, thus predicating man upon divine science. See Science and Health, page 227. Chestnut Hill, Massachusetts, January 6, 1909. First Church of Christ Scientist, Sydney, Australia. Beloved brethren, accept my deep thanks for your highly interesting letter. It would seem as if the whole import of Christian Science had been mirrored forth by your loving hearts to reflect its heavenly rays over all the earth. Box G, Brookline, Massachusetts, July 15, 1909. First Church of Christ Scientist, Edinburgh, Scotland. Beloved Christian Scientists, like the gentle dews of heaven and the refreshing breeze of morn, comes your dear letter to my waiting heart, waiting in due expectation of just such blessedness, crowning the hope and hour of divine science, than which nothing can exceed its ministrations of God to man. I congratulate you on the prospect of erecting a church building wherein to gather in praise and prayer for the whole human family. Box G, Brookline, Massachusetts, November 2, 1909. The Committees in Conference, Chicago, Illinois. The Committees. God bless the courageous, far-seeing committees in conference for their confidence in His ways and means of reaching the very acme of Christian Science. Comment on letter from First Church of Christ Scientist, Ottawa, Ontario. God will abundantly bless this willing and obedient church with the rich reward of those that seek and serve Him. No greater hope have we than in right thinking and right acting, and faith in the blessing of fidelity, courage, patience, and grace.